I got my savior helping my behavior, and he's chock full of love. Got brother Jesus, he sure pleases, and I'm chock full of love. There is no room for separation. He's done all the preparation. I am his new creation now. Chock full of love. Chock full of love. Chock full of love. Chock full of love. Got the power that made the flowers. He's making me chock full of love. I've got the spirit, yes, I am near it. Feeling me chock full of love. You think it's just infatuation. You don't understand the situation. You see, I am a new creation now. Chock full of love. Chock full of love. Chock full of love. Chock full of love.
Hey freaks, it's Thursday, June 25th, 2009. Coming up on the program today, a sleepwalking stabbing, plus chasing away children with porn, and why you shouldn't advertise pot on Craigslist. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back for the Thursday edition of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out Distorted View Daily. Got a great program for you. At the top of the show, do you guys know what tagged.com is? Apparently, it's a social networking site, you know, like Facebook or MySpace. According to the CEO, this website is 5 years old, and they're the third largest social networking site, I'm guessing after MySpace or Facebook and MySpace. I've never heard of it, though. Jacob, a DV listener, emailed me and said, "Hey, Tim, I couldn't stop laughing reading this crazy girl's profile. My favorite parts are the About Me and Dreams section." Now, unfortunately, this chick's profile has been set to private since he emailed me, but he copy and pasted what the section said. Now, listen, I think, and I could be wrong here, tagged might be for the urban crowd.
That's crazy!
Yes, okay, if you want to go there. I don't know this for sure, but if this profile is any indication of the type of people who are on the site, it skews a little ghetto. All right, about me. Don't piss me off. I'm one of the few girls who has the balls to take out a gun and pull the trigger. So watch what you saying, watch what you do, because this bullet ain't meant for you. All right, there's a lot of creative spelling in her profile. S's are replaced with fives. Instead of one, she uses the number, four, two, that type of thing. Dreams. Number one. This is her number one dream in life. Never get shot. People always think I'm joking when I say this, but I'm not, LOL. Well, if you're not joking about something, don't end it with LOL. By the way, this is the first time I've ever seen really spelled R-E... R-E... Oh, sorry. Here we go again. All right, calm down, Tim. I don't want to lose it. Remember a while ago on the show when I just lost it for a couple minutes? Couldn't compose myself? All right, she spells really R-E-L-E. So stupid. I really don't ever want to get shot. Who does, right? It's not a dream. It's just something you don't want to avoid. Number two, I can't remember the rest. Really, her main dream in life is not to get shot. I got too serious about that gun thing. Damn. All right. She's classy. I'm pretty sure I know who this user is, by the way.
And this little bitch
right here will fucking kill your ass, nigga. So if you have anything to say, you can say it to me. And if you want to bump, let's go, because I ain't scared of your motherfucking ass. Aight, bitch. Later.
Later. Yeah, it's little showstoppers. Tagged profile. I wish we could find Lil J. She talks about her motherfucking MySpace, but unfortunately, it's either been deleted or she's changed it around, so we can't find her. I don't know. All right, moving on. The great Cheryl Murkowski.
Nay.
Told me about a recent episode of The Maury Show. Now, Cheryl Murkowski loves prolapsed ass cunts, right? Coming in at a close second would probably be fatties. And, you know, when Maury's not doing his paternity episodes, he likes to focus on fat kids, like little fat babies, like 80-pound one-year-olds and shit like that. I'm not going to play a lot from this episode, but there are a couple things that I love. There's always got to be, you know, they feature like five or six different kids, right? And there's always at least one mother of the kid who thinks this is totally natural, it's all right. She's happy to feed her kid whatever the hell it wants. And here is one of those mothers now.
These children are dangerously overweight. They need our help. And it starts now.
I'm the proud mother of a 55-pound, 15-month-old baby girl.
55-pound, 15-month-old baby.
Baby girl. She gets whatever she wants to eat. For breakfast, she'll eat a couple waffles.
All right, the visual, I'm going to try to isolate this and make it today's album artwork. The kid is eating a stack of pancakes, and not like a three-stack or a five-stack. It's like one of those cartoon pancake stacks, like from a Looney Tunes short or something. Like, the stack of pancakes goes from the table pretty much all the way up to the little kid's chin.
For breakfast, she'll eat a couple waffles and syrup. For snack after that, a pieces of cheese. A couple grilled cheeses.
I don't understand what all this beeping is about. Maury does this all the time. I think it's the audience that's reacting to the video and they're screaming shit like, fucking crazy! Oh, that's bullshit! You know, something like, get a control of your audience, Maury.
A bowl of soup.
Or don't have the audience reactions play when you're running the stupid film here.
A pieces of cheese. A couple grilled cheeses. Yeah. A bowl of soup. After that, a couple more pieces of cheeses. Dinner, she'll have a couple pieces of chicken legs, three or four.
Unless this mother is swearing. Yeah, she has some goddamn motherfucking chicken nuggets. And then, what else? Some fucking barbecue sauce. She drinks that shit down.
A piece of cheeses. Dinner, she'll have a couple pieces of chicken legs, three or four. Then she'll have some mashed potatoes, macaroni and cheese.
Jesus Christ!
What was that?
My baby is beautiful. It's sexy. You got stretch marks too.
My 15-month-old is sexy.
My baby is beautiful. It's sexy. You got stretch marks too, don't you, big girl? She's beautiful.
All right, so that was Maury talking about a past guest. Now, here is a similar guest who thinks, overfeeding her baby is cute.
Now that was Liberty, one of our most controversial talked about guests on this topic. Now my next guest agrees with Liberty. This is Robin. Robin's the mother of a 1.5-year-old named Omarion. Now, get this. Already at 19 months old, Omarion weighs 42 pounds. Robin is proud of those 42 pounds. She will feed young Omarion anything and everything that he wants. Bacon, sausage, barbecue, ribs, nothing. Watch.
1.5-year-old son Omarion is 42 pounds, and he is big and beautiful. I feed my baby whatever he wants, when he wants, and he is always hungry. All day long, Omarion says, eat, eat, mommy, eat, eat.
Mama.
What?
I feed my baby a half a country ham for breakfast, and if he wants more...
Half a country ham?
I feed my baby a half a country ham for breakfast, and if he wants more, I'll give him the whole thing. I I give Imarion ribs with barbecue sauce and as much fried chicken as he can eat. He trashes the kitchen all the time, but I don't care because it makes my baby happy. Imarion is such a messy eater, but he looks so cute with food all over his face. And I'm gonna keep on feeding Imarion, and I will never stop. No one will starve my baby. That's child abuse. My baby is happy.
What is that again?
No one will starve my baby. That's child abuse. My baby.
Child abuse.
Child abuse. Child abuse. My baby is happy and healthy. He is active and he's always running around.
He's actively looking for food at all times.
And if anyone has a problem with it, they need to mind their own business because my boy is going to eat.
There you go, just a little bit from Maury. DV listener Sam emailed me a link to a Yahoo Answers question. Now, this is not one that he wrote or replied to. This is one that he found, and unfortunately, it seems to be legitimate. Here's the question. I ate my dog's poop / diarrhea by accident, which isn't really a question. It's more of a statement. The question is, are you retarded? Answer yes. All right, my dog pooped on the floor. It was wet diarrhea, and I got a Kleenex and wiped it up and left it on the counter because I was too tired to put it in the trash. Okay. I take these pills that are antidepressants, and when I'm on them, I don't really pay attention to what's going on around me. I thought the poop was melted chocolate, so I started licking it, and it tasted so bad. I had to rinse my mouth out a couple of times, and I brushed my teeth like 10 times, but I swallowed some of it. I was just wondering if everything is going to be okay. And then he adds additional details a little bit later on. Just so I don't look like an idiot, too late, I left the poop on the counter, and a couple days later is when I licked it. So he forgot about what he had done with the dog poop, leaving the paper towel on the counter. A couple days later, he sees it and is like, oh, this must be some melted chocolate on that paper towel, and licked it. First of all, I wouldn't lick 3-day-old melted chocolate on paper towels. It's just something I wouldn't do. If I looked at the paper towel and thought it was chocolate and I really wanted some, I would, you know, drive to the store or something, buy a candy bar at the Circle K. The best answer, as chosen by voters, was, I would hate for you to look like an idiot. Yes, you'll be okay. Some other answers. Gabrielle says, fecal matter is very dangerous, bacterially speaking. Anyways, if the poop had dried for a few days, you probably won't get sick from just a little bit of it. But if you throw up or get diarrhea in the next few days, call a doctor. Illy writes in, even though this is really gross, you'll be fine. If anything, you might have an upset stomach or some indigestion. Could you imagine burping that up? It really depends on how much you took in. Then in parentheses, hopefully not a lot. There are many, many more answers. I don't know if I believe that this is a real question. It seems kind of legitimate, but, you know, who knows? It could be a Distorted View listener sabotaging the service. All right, and finally, before we get into the news today, actually, I have two short clips here. The first one is from DV listener Sheila, who sends in a midget with a weird orgasm. I don't know if we've played this on the show or not. If we did, I apologize, but it's always fun to revisit these things once in a while. Here is a bubbling, foaming orgasm.
Oh, yeah.
They do look like soap suds or something coming out of her cunt.
Oh, yes.
What do you have to say about that?
Oh, it's so wonderful.
Well, I don't know about that. There you go, a bubbling, foaming pussy. And finally, switching gears, Jude sent in this video from YouTube where it appears that an African-American woman is commenting on hissing geese. All right, take a listen. I guess they're at a park or something, videotaping the geese.
Whoa. Look at this hissing. Oh my goodness. Look at him, he hissing. Oh yeah, that dog is, it is like a dog, it's crazy.
Oh, like a shit. Dog.
Look, I'm scared of that.
I know these some big old.
Why
is it hissing? Maybe it's sick. You're thirsty. He's parched. Oh my, I never seen a hissing goose.
I'm scared of that. He's like a snake or something.
That one is gross. That hissing too.
Like a thing or something.
I ain't even trying to cover that. Man, these animals are crazy. This is a wild kingdom.
Yes, indeed. There you go. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. Yeah, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. For a limited time, we've got lifetime memberships open again. There's right on the website, SuperFreakSideshow.com. You can sign up. If you're already a yearly member, you can upgrade for $150. If you're not a member yet or a monthly member, it's $200. And you'll never have to worry about reoccurring payments again. Did a bonus episode on Tuesday. Today I've got a new video cast for Sideshow Freaks. And if you're not subscribed to my YouTube account, do that right now. I'll have a new YouTube video popping up in the next day or so. That's free. You just subscribe to my YouTube videos, leave comments, rate them, and you could win one of those cool little Chumby devices I've been talking about. Going to be giving that away on July 8th. So if you haven't subscribed to my videos, make sure to do that right now. There's a link on the show notes. Three quick stories, and then we will get the hell out of here. Oh, I should mention, at the end of today's show, I've got a new original song, as sung by Fred Schneider and run through the auto-tuner. You know how every year around this time, there's a summer anthem, one that's being played on the radio constantly? Well, I want to get in on the action, so I've created a song called Summertime in the Summer. I think it's fantastic. If you own a radio station or are a DJ, feel free to play it. Now, there's no music to it. It's just me singing. I'm sorry, Fred Schneider singing. If anyone out there is talented with the musical instruments and would like to put my my song to music, I'd appreciate it. I tried running it through Microsoft Songsmith. Unfortunately, that product is shit, and it just ruined my vocals. Doesn't take much to ruin my vocals. My vocals are already wrecked. All right, so that'll be at the end of the show today. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up today, this was sent in by DV listener Karen, who I just got a package from her. She created quite a collage for me, and it's in, I mean, just the envelope itself I had to save, so I had to wait until I got home so I could carefully open it. There's just, I think there's every picture of me that is online is on there, and tons of stuff that's related to Distorted View. She wrote out the entire lyrics to Christmas Shoes on the back. I'm going to scan all of this stuff. I'm going to scan the envelope and the actual collage for you guys. Maybe I'll feature it on the video cast as well. So thank you very much, Karen. She sends in this story. Police in suburban Philadelphia say a man fed up of children playing in his cul-de-sac blared a porno soundtrack to chase them off. How much do you want to bet he played a Sextastic Tuesday? What other porn soundtracks are out there, really? Irate neighbors told police they could hear the sexually explicit audio a block and a half away. Maybe this guy was playing the episode where I had phone sex with grandma, and this is what the kids heard.
Do you, baby?
Would you shit in my mouth?
Oh, I'd shit all over your face, baby. That's the best way to do it.
All right.
One good fucking time.
What kind? Like, if you were going to take a shit right now on my face, what would it be? Uh-huh. Would it be soft? Would it be hard?
Oh, if I was to take a shit now, honey, it'd be a nice, sweet turd that was easy to flow right out of my ass.
I think she spells turd C-H-U-R-D.
Turd that was easy to flow right out of my ass for you.
Okay, easy flowing turd. All right, so yes, back to the story here. This kid decided to chase off children by blaring pornographic soundtrack. Now, here's the thing. If I was a kid and I heard porno sounds coming from some dude's house, that would make me want to get closer to the action, right? Irate neighbors told police they could hear the sexually explicit audio a block and a half away. Police say Michael Buck faces a felony obscenity charge and two misdemeanors for the May 31st stunt at his upscale Phoenixville home. The 27-year-old Buck has a preliminary hearing scheduled for next month. He doesn't have a listed telephone number, so we couldn't get a hold of him here at Distorted View. We tried. Detective Tom Guggen says Buck had filed one previous complaint about the neighborhood children. He says the kids clearly annoy Buck, but there's nothing criminal about playing outside. See, now I would like that change. I would like it to be illegal for children to play outside. specifically around me, because I hate kids, and the temptation is too great. Smooth, sweaty children, playing kickball in the middle of the road, their soft cheeks, glistening in the sun. Oh, hold on. You guys don't need to hear this. Okay, we're done with that. By the way, when I had to look up the Baywatch theme song, I looked it up on YouTube. Baywatch is the only show in the history of television to have a 2-minute theme song. I'm not talking about just the song. The title credits are 2 minutes long. That's a little excessive. All right, second story we have for you today comes from Missouri. A sleepwalking episode led to a stabbing. Okay. The Kansas City Star reported on its website Wednesday that the 24-year-old victim suffered a stab wound to his face and shoulder. What the hell happened here? Police said the victim's girlfriend awoke around 1:30 a.m. on Wednesday to find her boyfriend urinating in the closet. He was intoxicated when he arrived at his apartment several hours earlier. Police said the man had a history of sleepwalking and apparently sleep pissing and ignored his girlfriend's repeated efforts to wake him up. Please tell me the next step was she stabbed him. He pushed her out of the way as he walked towards the kitchen, and she reportedly became scared that he might hit her. Sleep domestic abusing. Why didn't I think of that defense? Brilliant. All right, police said she grabbed a knife and held it up as he approached it. He sustained injuries that are believed to be non-life-threatening. He walked right into that knife. He was asleep. He didn't know what the hell was going on. Final story we have for you today. This one, again, comes from my Twitter buddy, Monix. Police in Massachusetts said a posting on Craigslist featuring the drug code 420 led to the arrest of an alleged marijuana dealer. Who doesn't know what 420 means at this point? You can't really say it's code. It's synonymous with pot. Just another name. Thank God the police were able to decipher that code. Quincy police say they responded to the Craigslist ad, which included the phrase, 420 help is here. What else could that possibly mean? And arranged to purchase a quarter ounce of marijuana later in the day at a parking lot that was agreed upon as a meeting place. Police said detectives posing as customers met with Christopher Gray, 30, and purchased a small bag of marijuana for him for $45 after convincing him that they were not undercover police officers. The detectives then placed Gray under arrest. You lied to me, man. This is a first for us, although we have arrested prostitutes who have advertised on Craigslist. It goes without saying that we will continue monitoring Craigslist now, said Police Captain John Dugan. Bless me. That is your Distorted News for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Before I get into the first voicemail, just another random thing I wanted to mention here. I was on YouTube, and for some reason I was looking up domino videos. You know these guys who set up these courses with thousands and thousands of dominoes. They're very intricate courses. And then, you know, you press the one domino and it goes through the whole, you know, track or whatever. And it got me thinking of a thing from my childhood. I don't know if they still make these or not, but do you guys remember Domino Rally? This is like the domino set for complete idiots or impatient people or something. Domino Rally were these, like, plastic dominoes. And you'd buy a set of them. And they were like dominoes on tracks, right? So you just flip them up, and that's pretty much it. Now there were some that you actually had to like place, like just a few of them. And if you were too lazy to even do that, they had this like automated, this thing that took batteries and it had wheels, and you'd put a stack of dominoes in it, turn it on, and it would set up the dominoes in a straight line for you. I owned a set. They had different ones. Like, they had glow-in-the-dark domino rally. They had one at the end of the course where it would launch a rocket and stuff. Unfortunately, it really did have limited play value. I owned one set, and I also owned the little car that set up the dominoes for you, because I was that lazy. And the problem, I think, was they weren't really dominoes. You know, they were just like these little plastic things. And they were like, they were too light, I think. It just didn't have the same effect, but that's just something I remember from my childhood. Okay.
Did you, Tim, it's Hippie Freak, first-time caller? But you had somebody asking on your Wednesday show, about whether or not a girl could put butane gas in her ass and, you know...
Yeah, that was yesterday's show, right?
Make fire with the whole that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of my favorite porn sites is RedTube. Not RedTube. Yeah, no, that's right. I can't speak today. RedTube. And if you go into the category sections of videos, and there's the very last one is wild and crazy.
Oh.
And the picture there is a girl blowing fire out of her ass. So there might actually be a video there. Check it out.
Huh.
And who knows?
Yeah, I don't know, like, what would be needed to create a lighter pussy. Maybe if you coat your lips, your pussy lips, with some sort of flint or something. I don't know. Turn your pussy into a Bic.
Hey, Timmy. Lord Drakenbluth, long-time listener.
Oh, okay.
And I was out cruising around today and...
Looking for pussy? Were you hunting for poontang?
I saw some old bag riding around on her mobility scooter with her grandson sitting in her lap steering the damn thing. I'll have the picture up on my Twitter feed later. But
yeah, send me a tweet or whatever. I want to see that.
Hot riding with your grandson on a mobility
scooter. Hot riding on your hover round with your grandkid. Very nice.
Hey, what's up, Timmy? It's Matt from the Jam Hole.
Hi,
nice.
Matt.
You finally re-recorded your voicemail line thing. Anyway,
yes.
Dude, we were watching that Stimfuckus video stuff, and I guess he's got, like, this weird, some dwarfism disease.
Progeria.
Thing.
Yes, we talked
and
about
they don't
the
live
show.
Very much past, like, 20, in their 20s or something. And I guess he's dead, so I'm not sure if you guys covered that or not. I've been kind of listening off and on and shit, but...
Thank you.
Yeah,
devoted listener.
Let you know. He's
yeah,
dead.
I heard something about him dying, and that might have been one of the reasons why my video got pulled. Someone said that his mom or something probably complained about it. Look, I don't know if that's true or not. I know that he does suffer from that progeria thing. They aren't supposed to live very long. But I thought there was, like, a rare kind where they do live, like, a normal sort of life or whatever. But, I don't know. Maybe he is dead. If anyone has any information, I would love to hear about that.
Jagutin, it's Kay, your Indiana listener.
Hello, Kay.
And all the stuff that you've been playing about LARPs lately has given me an idea. I want you to come to Bloomington on July 12th.
All right.
So that you can play a character in the LARP that I help run. That way you can play a careless...
We've got LARPers listening to the show. I can't believe it.
That way you can play a careless variable.
I was blown away when we found out that we had furry listeners and tranny listeners. Now I can say that we have LARPers as well.
That I help run. That way you can play a careless fairy of a whole other story.
Yes, I should.
Tell me what you think. I'll have a character written up just for you.
What would my character be? I need you to help me out. I don't know if I'll be able to make it to Bloomington, for a LARP. Oh, it would be great, wouldn't it? No, that would make a wonderful video. I'm very tempted. What would my character be? If anyone could help me out coming up with my character, please voicemail me. I'd love to hear your suggestions.
Hey, Tim. This is Distorted Listener Roxy.
Hi, Roxy.
I've called in a few times before, but
sure.
I actually have a purpose. I went to the Atlanta Coca-Cola Museum.
Yes,
recently.
I've heard about that place.
I can tell you all about the trip. I'll email you about it.
Sure.
Tell
good,
me what
good,
to
good.
Title it if you're interested.
Yeah.
And like I learned.
Yeah, if you write it well enough, maybe I'll post it on my Fizzled Out blog.
Stuff about Coke, and I tried different Cokes from around the world, and three that really stuck out. Well, four was first of all Tab. It is so fucking good. I've never had it before in my life.
You have got to be kidding me. Tab is still sold in the United States. They don't sell it everywhere. For some reason, everywhere that I have lived, they do sell it. Like, down in Columbus, they sell it. Northeast Ohio, they sell it. I think that fucking shit is awful. Tab was, like, the first diet pop. And it's not very good.
And it is so amazing. I'm gonna...
I think Bill Gates liked Tab, if I remember correctly. I think Microsoft stocks it.
So amazing. I'm gonna call a bottle distributor in my area and ask them to bring it.
Bring it.
I also tried Beverly.
Beverly?
Really shitty drink from Italy. And it's just like, they kept talking about it during the tour, like in all the little video things. Huh. They would mention it, and sometimes a Coca-Cola employee would be like, oh yeah, I love Beverly.
Beverly? I've never heard of that. If I have any Italian listeners, and I'm sure I do, and you would be willing to send me a bottle or can of Beverly, I would love to try it.
And it tastes so bad.
What does it taste like?
It's like really, really sour and bitter and gross.
Sour pop.
Also, I had this really cool thing from Africa, and it's like root beer with cinnamon. And I had Inca Cola. You were talking about that, and that's really good.
Yeah, Inca Cola, right.
And I also wanted to tell you about a...
I don't think I've ever tried Inca Cola. I have a can of it that I never opened, but yeah.
TNB moment. The tour guide was black, and she said her favorite Coke product was Grape Fanta. Isn't that great?
Grape, yeah.
I'll see you later.
Grape pop. The interesting thing about Fanta is that, you know, here in the United States, we have, like, what, three or four different versions. Here, where I live, they only sell grape and orange, but they also have different flavors like apple and pineapple and shit like that. But in other countries, they have different... flavored Fantas as well. There's tons of Fanta flavors out there.
Hey, Jim. Sorry, I must have zoned out at the part where you said you played the porn for the blind thing before. Sorry. Bye.
Oh, that's okay. No need to apologize when I call you out on your mistakes.
Yeah. Kim Henson is like McDonald's, and his words are like chicken slap.
Thank you very much. Nice compliment coming from Raymond 14.
Hi, Tim. This is Raymond 14.
Oh, we got another. That's weird that you just called, and you're calling from a different number now, and you sound a little different, too.
Hi, Tim. This is Raymond 14. I wanted to explain to you the meaning of the Hoppo Derby.
Okay.
I felt like the dude didn't really get what I was trying to say.
I don't know if I can't remember if I played this on the Raymond clip was on the Sideshow program or if everyone got to hear it. So some of you might not know what the hell I'm talking about or what this guy's talking about. Harpo Jarvie.
The Harpo Jarvie.
He sounds just like him.
See, the fish pillow, if you have the fish pillow, and you which I can only buy, only I can buy the fish pillow, the Harpo Jarvie.
Right, the fish
pillow. If you have the Harpo Jarvie, and it's a word that means in the language, yeah, it means Hawaii. It means Hawaii. Because that is why the fish pillow.
Oh, right. All right. Thank you for clearing that up, Raymond.
Hey, Tim, I just got finished listening to the Freeside June 23rd episode where you play the new song from July for Kings, Say It Now. Mm-hmm. You know, you're in semi-tight with these guys, so maybe you can get to the bottom of this, but that song seemed to have the unmistakable taint of the auto-tuner buried into it.
Oh, yes. I need to talk to Jeff. First of all, I'm still waiting on my copy of Monochrome. Otherwise, I'd play some more of their new songs. Say It Now is the only one that I really have. And that was, you know, I think their first single or whatever they released. But, I want to get Joe on here and interview him. So I'll ask him about the auto-tuner thing. That's a great song. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Oh, shit. You know what? There is one more thing I wanted to do. Apparently, Corey emailed me, but I didn't get to it today. He wants to do a new Mad Lib. So I have a list here. He needs 18 things from me. First of all, an animal or a certain group of people. All right, we'll go with blacks. So I just listed an animal. That's racist. I'm just kidding. A certain group of people. All right. Adjective. How about persnickety? I think that's an adjective. Animal or certain group of people, fatties. Animal or certain group of people, goddamn dirty apes. All right, he also needs two adjectives, so we'll go with bloody and moist. Next up, he needs a person or type of person. How about a stuttering imbecile? Next up, Roy Killer War's favorite drug, crystal meth. Verb, we'll go with chew or fillet. Take your pick. He needs another verb, so we'll go with piss, right? Thing or party food? Nachos! Every party could use some nachos. Verb, past tense. How about runned? As in, you know, it's the past tense of run. I runned a marathon. No, no good. All right, how about whipped? As in pussy whipped or something. Moving on, a funny thing you might do. How about finger my mother's cunt or cunt blast? I don't know. I don't know what you need here. What do you want from me? All right. Thing that starts with the letter A pickle. All right. Adjective, grotesque. Now he's looking for a medical error. Not sure what he's looking for. How about amputation or accidental vasectomy? He's now looking for a medical condition. We'll go with progeria. And finally, something an insane person would do. Well, an insane person would clamp down on that goddamn tit and bite it off! There you go. So Corey is now going to create a story and insert my answers into it. It's like an audio Mad Lib. So hopefully tomorrow or... next week, we'll have that for you. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD. It's an OH-GOD.
Nice, sweet turd that was easy to flow right out of my ass for you.
Vote for us a podcast, Ali. Subscribe via iTunes. Subscribe to The Sideshow. Got a video cast for you guys today. Of course, subscribe to my YouTube videos, and we will be back tomorrow with a Big Friday program. Until then, have a great day, and bye, everybody! The summertime is here. The sun and beach are near. Pretty girls in bikinis, shirtless men with crammed in weenies.
Hot dogs, hot dogs, hot dogs.
Don't forget my buns. Summertime in the summer. Summertime is so funners. In the rain, in the shade, in the rest up getting laid. Summertime in the summer. Lawn sprinklers sprinkling, telephones be ringing. Hello, yes, this is he. Who are you, the bumblebees? Summertime in the summer. Summertime like no other. Eating pie, eating ice cream. Summertime is such a nice dream. Ooh, ow, ow, ow. Now, summertime never lasts, in fact. It's gone in a flash. And when the cold sets in and you're chilly outside, just remember those times when you and your friends were fried. It's summertime in the summer. Summertime is so funner. Summertime in the summer. Summertime is so funner.